This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Yesterday's winter storm helped put Front Range snowfall for this winter back on track. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Denver International Airport has logged almost 30 inches of snow so far this winter. That's about average for this point in the season. It's a big turnaround from a few months ago when the metro area recorded its first measurable snowfall later than it had in decades. The recent storms have helped improve drought conditions along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Forecasters expect warm and sunny weather this weekend, but there's a chance we'll see more snow early next week. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The first half of property taxes are due at the end of the month, if you chose to pay them in two parts. For many Coloradans, that payment is going to be higher than it was last year. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
Home prices have grown, especially in Front Range areas, including El Paso and Pueblo counties. Tax assessors in every county around the state review property values every 2 years based on current sales figures. State Property Tax Administrator Joanne Groff says rising prices affect taxes.
The Constitution demands that residential properties are valued on a market value, no other consideration.
A state assessment rate and local mill levies are applied to that value to calculate the tax for each property. The funds are collected and used locally. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
State lawmakers have indefinitely tabled a bill that would have required restaurants to provide customers with single-use utensils only when they request them. The bipartisan bill received a hesitant response from the House Committee for Business Affairs and Labor. Some questioned the state's power to enforce such a law. This is CPR News and KRCC. Denver is at a sunny 37 degrees right now. The low tonight will be 20.